All right, we're going to move to the last segment. And these are just closing statements. And to decide who's going first, we're going to draw names out of a hat. So, Mr. Barnes, you're the one who can decide to go first.
I'm used to that with a B for a last name. We've talked a lot about a lot of things tonight, and we spent a lot of time talking about money. Money's wonderful to talk about, and it's important. But I think when you go to vote for a person to serve on city council, you look at, first and foremost, who the person is. What's their reputation? What's their history? What's their past service? What's their philosophy? How do they feel about different things that have been discussed tonight, as well as many other things? And how do they work with other people? Are they willing to be part of a team to solve problems? For an issue to be passed by the city council, it takes 3 out of 5 members. For it to be killed, it takes 3 out of 5. So you need to work together. We are not dictators, we are public servants. And that, I think, is what's important to remember when you go to vote.
Okay, next we'll hear from Mr. Shelton.
I should say at the beginning, thank you to the students here that put this on, the leaders and mentors, and particularly Kelly. It's a lot of work to be able to put this together and to be able to make sure you have everything running so well. So thank you for that. The other thing that I think is important to recognize when you're looking at a candidate is one that can actually get things done. And if you go back and take a look at my track record, I think you can be able to see that we get things done. I'd be happy to sit down and talk about that track record with any one of you, but it takes a lot of work. Just to give you an idea how my day went today, I was in client meetings back to back to back, had a flag football game for my son at 5 o'clock. We were race over there. But between 4 and 5 on my commute home, I was on my Bluetooth talking to a city employee about problems and issues. 6 o'clock, we have an open house for Main Street, and we come here to have a meet the candidates night. And that happens on a regular basis. So you need to make sure that you're looking for individuals from the world, roll up their sleeves, get to work, and can be able to provide results. I really think I can do that.
All right. Okay, Mr. Frost, you're next.
Well, you know, what this last thing I'll say, so if you think, what I would have you say think about me is that this, that I am somebody who cares about the city again. And I love hard work. I actually, to my detriment, I go look for it. And my wife could attest to that. And so I roll up my sleeves, I go to work. And I really have enjoyed it. I've enjoyed getting to know new people, new practices. I've been on the end of the fire engine. They've given me that opportunity just to have that perspective. I've been with the police department. And I see the city holistic. And I see that it's balancing and the delicate nature of it. And I will recognize all of that as a leader. And I will do my very best. I'll give up my time to make sure that this city continues to move forward. And if I could just, in my last 10 seconds, say that. When you get me, you get a family. And I'll pay tribute to my dear wife who's here because she lets me go. And so you're going to get the whole Frost family that will work for American Fork. That's good.
When I got married in November, my perspective changed because I realized, well, I was caused to realize that I was going to be poor for about 18 years for each child. And I looked at things a little bit differently. And I realized how important the habits that my wife and I had of fiscal responsibility were, and how we've been willing to sacrifice. Beans and rice are a real thing, and they're a real thing for a year or even two. Those are real. Some of the things that I bring, I never give up. Some of you know, I was in a car wreck, and I had a broken neck, severe brain damage. I'm growing up. I don't give up, and I am really, really, really good at looking and finding solutions because I've had to do it with no background. Some of the things, and that's it, I please vote for Alan Simpson. I deserve your vote. And I have another idea about involving citizens. Please come talk to me after. It was presented to me, and I'd really like your opinion.
Thank you. Okay, now we're gonna pause.
Okay, I have a bunch of people to thank really quickly. First of all, we want to thank the candidates, of course, for being here tonight and for doing an unusually good job at staying on time. We didn't have to cut anybody off, and I thought those were really good, concise, really quality answers that they gave, and for keeping the debate friendly and on topic. So thank you for that, and for their families, like they mentioned. That's a lot of time for them to spend away from their families. I also want to thank my board members are right here for the work it took to put tonight together, and our American Fork Youth Council, and Dave and Brian for doing our screening. That takes a lot of work to be quickly getting those questions ready and making those quality questions for everyone. So, and then we have refreshments if you'd like to on your way out. We've got some cookies for you, and we have some time for you to visit with the candidates. We have been asked by the school to try and leave the building by 9, so if you have lots to talk about, the parking lot's always available. Usually you don't kick the kids out till like midnight or something right in there. So we do need to leave the building by 9 o'clock. And then I would like just a quick round of applause for our moderators and our timers. And we'll be out of the building by 9 if you could. Thanks for coming.